when you have people who are disclosing, for instance, the identities of people who work in our intelligence agencies, that's the kind of case that I think we have to bring. But I also think there's a question for you all, for members of the press, as we have asked ourselves when it comes to national surveillance, simply because we have the ability to do certain things, should we? I think members of the press have to ask that same question. Simply because you have the ability to, because of a leaker or a source of information that you have the ability to expose that to the public, should you? Doesn't mean, and I'm not saying, it is for you to decide. It is not for the government to decide, but it is for you to decide. Use an extreme example, perhaps unfair. In World War II, if a reporter had found out about the existence of the Manhattan Project, is that something that should have been disclosed? Now, we're not in a time of war, I understand, and I said it's an extreme example, but I think there is a question that members of the press should ask about whether or not the disclosure of the information has a negative impact on the national security of the nation.